Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome along to a podcast of things that I did on the radio. I should say right early doors because it might keep you listening for longer. At the end, there'll be an audio clip of some newspaper review thing I did on telly, and is it the most offensive joke I've ever done? No, I think the Matt Hancock one about dead people was the most offensive joke I've done on telly recently. It's up there. But before we get to that particular slice of dessert, we've got to eat the meat. Okay? We went through the newspapers, found some of the stories that not everyone's talking about, and reviewed them very much like this. On the show today, man alive, there are many topics. Bacon is in the news. Marmite is in the news. You know how yesterday we mentioned that I'm trying to do some fasting to lose some weight for some telly stuff? And therefore I'm just talking about food on the show all the time. So as I say, bacon, Marmite, I don't even like Marmite, and I would pound a tub of it right now. Something about sheep, not that I'd eat one. Well, again, give me some Marmite with it. And food labels, all of that. I literally have just picked food stories. And something about yoga. That's very different. Not going to be doing any of that luck. There was a story about how Bitcoin has become even more expensive. And if you didn't invest in it early doors, you missed out. I thought, no, that'll wind me up too much. Because like 15 years ago, I was going to get into Bitcoin because I got this old computer. And I thought, let's do some mining order. Let's get a wallet set up on this. And I didn't. And if I did, I'd be a millionaire by now and you would not be listening to me. Basically, the same story happens here. A self-made millionaire, age 26, says he learns all of his skills from YouTube. Kazra Dash is worth $3 million. I've watched a lot of YouTube as well, and if I'd have watched his videos, I could be worth $3 million. But as it is, I know exactly what it's like when a cat plays a piano. I think, in many ways, we've watched different videos. And it's my fault. I could have watched educational ones, couldn't I? I could have watched stuff that taught me about online marketing. Instead, I've seen what happens when people fall off their skateboard quite a lot. And I know I enjoyed it. To be fair, I enjoyed it. I don't know if you remember when we've talked about details of my life, but I went to university in Birmingham. So whenever Brummies are in the news, I always think, like, let's not be mean, because people mock them for their accent, and they, you know, they've got a point. But this story is, it makes Birmingham out to be the deep south of the UK. Brummies lead the way when it comes to being abducted by aliens. Again, do you think an advanced civilization that has technology way beyond our own would use that technology to break what we consider to be the rules of space-time, to travel so fast across vast distances and visit Birmingham? You know what I mean? It's even HS2 doesn't want to go to Birmingham. But anyway, apparently 1 in 20 people in Birmingham and across the West Midlands believe that they've beamed onto a spaceship. 1 in 20 people. No way. If you're on a bus, one of those thinks they've been probed. I mean, they might have been probed, but probed by aliens. You know what I mean? There is a subtle difference there. I'm less worried about aliens trying to abduct Brummies, because I don't really care. I'm more worried about aliens doing things like listening to our radio waves and then trying to get back in touch on the same frequencies. Because if they use 107.5 megahertz, well, it's all very well for you, isn't it? Meanwhile, I'm sitting around here like some kind of a fool talking to myself when the interference would kick in. I mean, I don't really know what that would sound like. Maybe there'd be static. Coming.
Earthlings, we have been monitoring your radio broadcast to learn about your species. I heard that more than 1/5 of UK adults are not looking to do any work. The big question is, why do you always get served by them in the post office?
To me in the studio. And then eventually, back to me, but until then, I don't know what you'd be listening to. So let's just hope that never happens. So on the food special that I seem to be doing these days, Bacon Butties has been voted the nation's favourite comfort food. 7 in 10 Brits say that their go-to emotional support meal is a bacon sandwich. Which makes me realise, in comparison to 7 out of 10 Brits, my eating habits are even less healthy. A bacon sandwich for me is like proper food. Because it's got food groups in it. It's got protein, fat, carbohydrates from the bread. It's hot. It's a hot meal, for crying out loud. If your comfort food isn't chocolate straight from the supermarket whilst you sat in the car crying, I don't think you've got real problems. quick hit on this news story. It says here that food labels will be made clearer to help shoppers buy British food. Interesting. So there'll be like something specifically put on there so you know it's British. At the moment, the only way you can tell it's British is that it's way more expensive, which is just unfortunate, but true. Just wanted to give a quick mention to the fact that, you know, Lee Anderson has been in the news quite a lot. Well, he's kind of a co-worker of mine. I bump into him a lot whenever I'm in the studios at GB News. And we're not chattered, even though we're both from Sutton in Ashfield. It's never really come up. But I was on there the other night reviewing the fact that he's defected to Reform UK. And I think I got away with it when I was just pointing out the guy who's in charge of Reform UK is a guy called Richard Tice. He's going out with Isabel Oakeshott. I worked with her recently as well. But Richard Tice was described as a pound shop Nigel Farage by Lee Anderson. And now he's defected to that party. That's just going to be awkward, isn't it? Bringing up the fact that, oops, sorry, I once called you a pound shop Nigel Farage. But then again, this is Lee Anderson. Like, he's known as 30p Lee. When that's your nickname, the pound shop is aspirational. And I was saying that the other day, and he didn't beat me up in the canteen, so I think I won. All of the things that we row about, me and my missus at home, and there are many, don't get me wrong, this is not a short list, but one of them that's on there would be whether Marmite is any good or not. And I am not a fan. She eats the stuff. I actually, for a Christmas, bought her a jar of Marmite with a name on it. And she didn't think it was a terrible gift. Imagine liking Marmite that much that terrible gift was appreciated. Weird. So this news story caught my eye. Marmite's main ingredient is being used in a new way, not just to ruin toast. To recycle metal from old electronic devices, valuable metals like zinc and copper can be separated using the yeast that they put in Marmite. Blech. The common byproduct of the beer brewing process, don't get me wrong, I'm all in favour of that, is cheap and readily available. We say cheap, you get someone's name printed on it, that costs you £10. But apparently, it could get around 90% of the metals back out of the phones. And if you are eating a sandwich that can do industrial cleaning, do you not think I've got a point that it's gross? Do you not? Is it just me? I suppose there are two types of people. Those who think that Marmite is horrible and the people who are wrong. So there you go. In science news, you know I love my science, a virus which deforms sheep is spreading across the UK. Schmallenberg virus is being transmitted by biting midges. Now, obviously, if this is true, this is sad. But I work in many platforms where people deny the existence of viruses. I just can't help thinking where it says a virus that deforms sheep. Have people been looking at clouds? Because if you look at them for a while, you think, oh, that sheep, what's happened to that sheep? And the next thing you know, they're on the internet saying it's a virus. So more research needed. But they've done some research into the exercise you should be doing. And according to these sports science-y people, blokes should be focusing on yoga and women should be doing weightlifting. Have they got this? Do they put the wrong signs on the door again? Like they did on that toilet I got arrested in once. The reason is, according to this Luke Worthington, those things that women will benefit from most typically are marketed for men, and vice versa. He said, the most beneficial thing a woman can do, health-wise, is lift weights, shopping, whatever. No, he says weights. Huh? And as men are more likely to suffer from joint issues, they greatly benefit from yoga. Ugh. But the thing is, you feel manly when you do a bit of weightlifting. Your arms, your biceps get slightly bigger, and that's all it takes for you to feel like you're a better person, because that's the world we live in. If I'm getting better at putting my head between my legs, I don't think I'll feel more manly. In fact, I definitely will not feel more manly if that's what I managed to achieve. It's a mental image no one needed. Right, podcast nearly done. A holiday firm is offering free mobile data if customers promise to ignore work emails while they're away. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I ignore work emails when I'm in work. So skills, I reckon. Okay, so I'm going to be on holiday soon. Meanwhile, here's a clip of a thing I was talking about on a newspaper review on the telly the other day. We were talking about, because you can't see the headline, this is the audio. The headline was about the photo scandal of the, you know, Catherine, Princess of Wales, edited a photo a bit and it's all kicked off. And I said,
This is the most ridiculous story ever, isn't it? I mean, like, yes, it was edited. You can look at that picture, you know it's edited. You also look at it and know that it wasn't created by Google's Gemini AI.
Right.
That would have come out
too many white people.
Too many for that picture. And it's caused such a scandal. The international press agencies had to redact it, or they call it a kill notice. The last time I heard a kill notice was ordered on a princess. Wait a minute, I'm being told I can't finish that joke. But you know, I don't know why we're so obsessed. It is nothing other than...
When did you get that here?
Just the voices. Oh, okay. Just the voices in my head.
It's the BBC.
It's my training. Remember your training, Steve. Don't do that joke.
Just about got away with it. Listen, subscribe to wherever you found this. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.